record. All right, that is going. Oh yeah, welcome to Marvel Strike Force, the only digital media show on the internet about Marvel Strike Force that charges one of its hosts to be here. Sid Raven has subscribed for 28 months in a row. What?
That's true. We are the only ones that charges people to be here.
So hey, not for nothing. It's my 29th month anniversary.
Wow.
I don't see it on the screen.
Where's your notification?
Yeah.
So here, fine, I'll share it.
yeah, a lot of talk. You know, bullshit walks. I'm saying, our Sylvester.
Oh, and see, that's
months.
What happens. That's hype what happens when you share it. We get a hype trend.
yes.
So you've learned the podcast marketing scheme that I have is that I started a show that I charge hosts to come beyond the show. I've never had a hype train. So what is a hype train? What does this do?
It gets if you hit the levels of it, it gets some like emotes and stuff for chat for people participating.
We basically have
to get three events within 5 minutes of each other. That's donations, bits, or subscriptions, or gifted subs or whatever, and then it gets a hype train going.
Nice.
It's weird.
And you know, I get it. I've seen them. You know, I was watching Sin live one day. I think it was a daytime episode, but that Sin.
There. Now we got level two. So level two. So we at least got a level of the hype train.
There you go. But it was so fun to watch Sin's people, you know, his audience run a hype train on him. And I said it that way.
Yeah, that hasn't happened in a while.
But no, he just crumbled. He's like, guys, I mean, he hit like level five, like within a minute.
That was
just
the only time I had that happen.
Yeah, it was, and you were just, it's fun to watch how humble you were. Like, oh my God, what are you guys doing? Oh. So yeah, it was so cool. All right. But that's not what we call it. Talk about.
You can say thank you.
I know.
Right.
And yeah. But Sin's biggest thank you is onlyfans.com/SinRaven. I'm just saying.
Damn right, baby.
Oh, boy.
I got the free subscription for my birthday. I loved it. Thank you, sir. It was a very thoughtful gift. But Kurt, man, how you doing? You sound like Get Off My Lawn is coming up somehow in this show.
Nope, not at all, actually. In fact, quite the opposite. Yeah, I had a little bit of a hard time getting going for this podcast just because of things here at home. But I am now in a new alliance.
That's right.
Again?
In the great. Oh,
well, no. I think I actually didn't quit until
right
Friday or Saturday.
Okay,
something like that.
I was going to say you just went to
yeah,
one.
Like,
are you in it?
No, this is the first. This is the first podcast since then.
Okay.
All right.
They didn't kick you out after like 2 days. Got it.
No. So here's the thing. It's so much more relaxing.
Screw you, Alpha, and you're wanting to win stuff.
Well, no, it's not that. Just so here's the problem that I've been having with the game, and it has felt like a job. Just making sure everything is just right and playing enough so you don't get yelled at by people, regardless of whether or not you've got a good reason. So. Rather than cause more distress, I said, well, I'm going to step back. And so I stepped out and I went down to Great Lakes Avengers, our newest alliance, where we have a lot of new players, you know, just coming up the ranks. And there's like three or four of us that have 4 million plus TCP, right? 4 to 6, something like that. So I've participated in two wars so far. Both of our opponents in both wars had one player in the Alliance.
Oh, you lucky ducks.
Wow. Well, except we can't do a full clear because we don't have enough people.
It doesn't matter. You're getting a win.
Oh, we're definitely getting wins. Yeah. So we're in silver. I think silver 4 right now. But like when you've got almost a ghost ship, it's like,
yeah,
I just want to win the whole thing. You know,
sure.
Just do a full
but
clear.
you basically just automatically getting rewards, and it's
yes,
which is great. And it's great for that one person running an alliance. As long as they get one attack in, even win or lose, they're getting all the rewards for a loss without right. having to do anything.
Right. So, you know, I set my defense up with particularly the players that I've been seeing. There's no way in heck they're gonna get past us.
I'm pretty sure with your setup, you don't even have to do that. You could just keep all your teams on offense.
I know. I could have, but I wanted to, like, I don't know, protect the bridge or something. I mean, it didn't just to have something there, but it doesn't even matter because I kept like behind two or three powerful teams and I use one character to wipe rooms.
Yeah, so much fun.
It kind of is.
Tell me you finally use your Hulk.
He's level 1.
I haven't used him yet.
Kurt.
No, Kurt. In fact, here's the thing. I couldn't actually bring myself to put him even on
his
defense.
He's built to clear a room single-handedly. This is his time.
At this level, I have 100 characters that can clear a room single-handedly. Kurt. At this level.
That is very true.
So there's that, and then for Ultimus, we're Ultimus 5.
So it's just click a button and you're done. So just go.
So our raids. I'm just there. We have 2 active raids right now. We have Beta 2 and Ultimus. Oh, Ultimus 6. It's Ultimus 6. But it's all auto.
Right.
It's all auto. And honestly, it is so much less stressful.
Well, sure.
Yeah.
Like, we don't have assigned lanes right now because we don't have full complement. So it's just like, all right, pick an outside lane if you got power, and they know I do. So I just do and auto. And because I'm just autoing it without even thinking about it. Like, I'm not even using the Tech Nerva. It's just like, well, I'll use power armor once and I'll use BKT or something, or maybe symbiotes. Just
BKT is very close to Tech Nerva, though.
BKT is pretty much it's the same team,
sorta, right? Isn't it? Well, so what's the one with Falcon and Ultron and Shuri and Minerva?
That's a completely different one. That was the Tech Wing team for
Tech Wing
7.
No, you're right. Yeah, Tech Wing is exactly who I meant.
Okay.
You can call
that one BKT as well, because it's still the same joke. What's the best? You know, what's the best Kree team for Minerva? It's just whatever team Minerva's on.
Right. So I'm not even bothering, because, you know, I'm just playing with my symbiotes and just letting it go because it's fun. And what's really weird, though, is because I've experienced this thing where, because the raids are so easy, I started looking at like Arena and Dark Dimension going, oh, I should be able to clear those pretty easily. Uh-huh. But it's a complete mind screw because it feels like the whole game is lowered in at that level, and it's not.
And it's not. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know. I'm having more fun because it's a more relaxed atmosphere right now. So I'm concentrating on like ISOs or something, and just not worrying about it too much.
Well, after this week. And my absentee fatherism that I've done in my alliance, you might be making some room for me, because I think I
really
I'm not trying to quit. I'm just saying they're going to be eyeballing me. I mean, my power, my TCP only will get me so far, because if you don't use it, it does no good. And I think I missed daily donations at least twice. There was a war that I barely put boosts on because I got distracted. But things are going to change, and it changed a little bit for the negative this week because it was a little rough. I have a new job. As of Friday, I took on the position of the operations manager for Trinity EMS, and I now run an ambulance company. So
the other company that you were with, you're done.
No, the school I was. So it's an interesting thing. Now what's called PRN, which means I'm only as needed. I see that the mic show. I don't know what's going on there. I'm gonna pump it up just a little bit there, Topaz.
If you need me to pump it up, let me know.
Pump it up.
Pump it up and up.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Yeah. No, so I'll still be doing some teaching, but it's going to be really scaled back. I'm still doing videos. I'm trying to get my schedule to where I can do that, you know, better and fit it in. But no, it's kind of what I was built to do, Kurt. I'm built to tell people what to do. And I've been around for 20 years in the EMS industry, and I got my own ideas. And it's been a lot of fun for the last couple of days. And it's tiring. Like today, I did meetings, and then I drove all the way to the station to pick up my computer that I'd left there last night by accident. And then I drove to the school to do some really cool shows over there, and then did a little bit of orientation. Then in between, took phone calls. Then I walked right into Pokemon Go at 7:30 and sat down. So that's good. What's up, Pants? How's it going?
Pants.
But in theory, Kurt, you'll get this reference. Anybody around me knows that I've tried to build a machine at Dragon Con, right? That's something that'll run itself. It says you get the people in place, you get the stuff in place. Yeah, it still takes your vision, your mindset, and this and that and the other, and stuff that I'm really good at, but it's not an everyday thing. And so I've been equating this job to Dragon Con for ambulances. I just clicked the wrong button because I'm a moron. I just upgraded. So everybody on the podcast, I just took Neptune's Trident on Namor to level 7 because I was talking and didn't realize it was using my orange mats.
Which ability is that?
That's his first ability.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't mean to do that. That was not a conscious decision. I regret it instantly.
Yeah, you got them Hulk fingers, didn't you?
So it's quite the step up for me to run the company. And honestly, I was very brutally honest with the owner and talking about how I want to do things and how I'm protective of my digital media and the cons and everything else I do. He's basically, as long as it runs, do your thing, man. So I'm hiring like crazy. So if you're in the Covington, Walton area of Georgia, hit me up because I need EMTs on the truck.
What, no relocation?
Nope. I could barely compete with the other services right now. That's a whole other conversation. But
I would never want the job. I could be the driver, but nothing else for that.
You know, funny you say that.
Yeah.
Because of COVID, we've actually gotten to a point where I might be able to hire just drivers. I'm going to be looking into that this week. So, you know, and honestly, it's a job. It's a job that will always be needed. And that's what's cool about it. So,
yeah.
I've actually thrived during COVID.
It's cool that you'll always be needed.
You know, say that, EMT Kurt.
EMT is always going to be needed.
You put that voice in there, Kurt. But until you stick a finger in somebody's bullet hole, you just don't know what cool means.
No. What I mean, real talk. What I really meant was, it would be nice if we didn't have as many reasons to have EMTs and ambulances. Sure. That's where I was going with that. Not that. I mean, obviously, realistically, you're always going to be needed.
It's nice to be wanted
in one form or another, right?
Yeah. No, dude, I'm with you. If the demand was lower, and I'm not going to get into that conversation, but that was one of the shows I did today. Was I sat with a very, very high ranking official in one of the largest ambulance companies in the world. And we talked about why it's so hard to put people in the seats there and the employees. And it's because the demand is overrunning our ability to meet it. And but there's steps that things are working on, you know, that at least in the United States that we're catching up with and getting some things done. So, but that's neither here nor there.
Yeah.
We're here to talk about some Strikeforce, but that's why I had some really, I'm not gonna lie. I had some really poor performance for my team this week. I feel really bad about it. And so I'm only half kidding about moving because I mean, they're happy. You know, Vlambo's cool. I'm cool. I like being there. But I do know that at some point the power doesn't matter if you don't use it to help benefit the team.
Right. Yep. Right. I'm just saying Great Lakes Avengers is really fun right now.
How's Behemoth doing over there?
Behemoth is doing good. Working on our difficulty 4 and U7 and pulled the Warwind out of nowhere yesterday. I got basically within like an hour, I got my last attack in and we're like 200 points back. I closed the app. I went to work. I was like, you know what? I can't do anything else. I got to go to work. 2 hours later, I'm like, holy shit, we won.
Nice.
Like, how did you guys pull that one off?
That's nice. Beautiful.
Yeah. It's nice coming back to those notifications like, oh, wow, all right. I don't know what happened. Apparently, the opponents we were facing had the front of the rooms loaded up with some heavy hitters. But once those teams got taken down, the rest of it was easier to deal with. So people with lower powers just ran right through those and managed to pull like 150 extra points in the last hour. But that's our usual pattern is we get a push at the end of the alliance. Don't even comment on that.
No, I got to. Is it funny? Topsy Top. Sin is the first time I see a man with a ponytail in the front rather than the back.
Oh, that wasn't what I was coming. Oh,
okay.
It's not a ponytail. Never mind. I'm not getting into this. I actually need to find. I need to find a couple of the other beads that I have so I can actually do a split and clip it in the bottom.
That's funny.
It's the only, since there's nobody around here to help me do makeup, it's the only cosplay that I could do for Assassin's Creed Valhalla.
I get you.
Because I spent like 5 hours streaming that game the other night.
It sounds so cool. It does. It looks cool.
It's a lot of fun.
I'm still on the Xbox Series X hunt. You know, I'm working on that one right now.
Good luck.
Yeah. Here's how stupid I am, though. And I know this is a Strikeforce show, but not a lot going on in the game this week. Too we got easy. Questions coming up in that afterwards. shut up. I just always assume with these launches, right, that's like some weird random time, like 6 a.m., 7 a.m., whatever. Like, okay, imagine the old days of Black Friday before they started doing Thursday afternoon and all this other crap, right? The old, and it's not a real holiday, the Black Friday. It's just go spend some stupid money. But you'd get up at 3 in the morning and go stand in line outside the store is how that works. Mm-hmm. So I just always picture these launches that way. I didn't even dawn on me on launch day of Xbox to get on at midnight and try Easter, you know, and try to get it. And apparently some people got some that way.
You wouldn't have been able to get it anyway.
No, yeah, most people said the bots were worse this time around than last time.
Everything this year, Xbox, PS5, all the new NVIDIA video cards, 3 minutes, everything is gone. And you can't, even if you got it into your checkout bot, into the cart, people are like, yeah, I got into the cart. I'm hitting pay, and it's refreshing, and it's clearing out my cart, and people are not getting it because, it's been a pain in the ass all year.
And I really want to do the all access pass because that's the only way I can really pull this. I mean, I could get one Xbox Series X, and I mean they're expensive, but I think it's kind of worth it for the regular price. I'm not paying eBay crap, but I want to get one for myself and my son. Well, it's not worth a grand for that. It's just not. I can't justify that. But if I do the all access, I can justify $70 a month for it. Plus, it gives me all the games, and I just want to be able to say, and I know I'm one of the only few people in this world who'd be okay with this, so I get it, Xbox, but I want to say, I don't care that I won't get it till February. Let me at least know that I am getting it. Let me sign up now in the program, say, reserve mine, okay, you'll get yours projected January 30th. Okay, but that's something I can do on Christmas morning. Go, look, buddy, you're going to get one. Now it's a month away, but you're going to be excited, and we'd be excited. We wouldn't care that it's a month away because we know we're getting one. And that's the frustration. It's okay, though.
It's just watching how they've done stuff this year versus how even Apple handles their big releases, and it's a joke.
Dude, anything that bots can hack in 3 minutes is a joke. I hate it. In this day and age where I have to put in, I have to use a program to secure my passwords. Not one that keeps it, but it's like suggest a strong password. And then I got to make sure I have another program that keeps it so that I can reference it securely, because I'll never remember that thing with all the tildes and everything else in it. In that world, how do you not have I'm not a bot built into a game launch or any kind of big launch?
Even that, I know people that can basically bypass that in a minute with a properly written bot, but it's just the sales have to be tied to an IP, one purchase per IP or MAC address or whatever. There's ways to do it much easier, and the capture doesn't, capture is solvable if you know how to write the bot properly. So, whatever.
You know what?
I'm to the point that I want to go find myself a shopping bot just to be able to get a video card next week.
That's what I was just about to say. I just want a bot say, buy me two. Done.
Yeah.
But the way I want to do it, a bot wouldn't help me anyway.
They're too expensive for what I would want it for, because they're like anywhere from $80 to $700 depending on the bot. But like $50 for one-time use, I will give you $50 for one-time use to make sure that I get that video card.
Here's something I would do. Is I would start a site like Good Guy Greg or something like that, right? And I'd use my bot to buy up as many of these Xboxes as I could. That I'd turn around on my own site, not on eBay, not anywhere else where I'm going to lose money. I'm going to turn around on my site and just resell it for the exact same price. But no bots. It's going to have you have to verify by email. This is going to be done by hand. This is not going to be a quick process. You put it in your cart. You have to verify your human being by me writing you and you writing me back. And then here you go. You pay the retail price and the shipping, and it's yours. GoodGuyGreg.com.
Better secure that now.
I know. But let's talk some game stuff, right?
Sylvester. Oh, wait. We have a game? So, the Fury event's back around.
Yes, I just got level 6. Apparently, I didn't have level 6 on Fury.
Oh, really?
I didn't know that. Yeah, I had no idea.
Yeah, I wish the events lasted longer than 3 days.
Even though
we knew it was coming. I'm not ready. I need to get to level 7, and I've got one Cree that's just not high enough.
But do you really? I mean, it's Fury. As much as I loved my Shield team when I started this account, that is not a team that's really like.
No, but
that's needed
for me. It's like the legendaries. I just want to max out and just not worry about them again.
Sure, I get that. That's all. So do I. That's all. It's just, if you didn't get him at 7, this is not one to sweat over.
Oh, like I'm not spending cores.
No, no.
Or anything like
that. I'm not even talking about that much on it.
Because this is Creed Minions, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So
this was one of the weirdest legendaries that came around.
Yeah, this was the old way of, here's a weird team to do this. And like, okay.
I hate that.
Yeah, at least we don't. What happened when they introduced him? They actually had one of the most problematic offers ever in this game. When he was coming around the first time, they did a $100 offer that had a bunch of orbs, and the image on the offer was all minions, and it had every Kree that was available was in that orb. without it being on AMX.
Right.
So people bought that offer for $100 and were like,
yeah,
why the hell am I getting
Korath?
Yeah, why am I getting Korath and Ronin when I don't need these? I thought this was just minions, and they got a lot of crap for that one.
Yeah. Yeah,
at least we're not getting offers like that anymore.
Yeah, I'm my Kree Cyborg is the one that's behind.
Oh,
and,
okay.
And I'm at 188 out of 300. So,
yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot to catch up on. I mean, if you really want to, they'll probably have like the $10 offer for him or something, but
for 120 shards, I mean, that's
I have them maxed out. Well, yeah, I have them maxed out, so I can't. I could pull it up on another account and double check.
I could look.
I'm looking already.
Yeah, right. Because if you don't have them maxed out, you'll have the offer. But there's a possibility that they have the hidden offers for them as well. I don't know if he's one of the characters that has it, but it's worth checking if you need it that badly. And I know people just want to do it for I have all my legendaries at 7-star and I'm done with them, but this is not one that I would say, hey, you got to go out of your way to make sure you have them maxed out.
So he's not in a regular offer. And if I just go
Way short. I haven't worked on any of this. I need Kree Reaper, Kree Cyborg, and Kree Noble.
Yeah, and he's not in a hidden offer.
Okay.
So, whatever. I'm not worried about it.
There's some interesting teams that you can put together with Fury, but you know, it's not of that importance that I would go out of my way for. Somebody was talking about doing like a Black Bolt, Yo-Yo, Coulson, Fury, and I don't remember the fifth on it for a war defense team. And I'm like, but then why are you taking Black Bolt and putting him on war defense? That just feels wasteful. And Coulson can be with a different team and be better use with the Wave 1 Avengers team. While you have a full, you know, Fury team with minions on defense. So it just depends on what you want to do.
Right.
But yeah, they do have a couple of decent offers. Well, there's a Reaper offer right now, $15 for 40 shards, which is a little higher than I would expect, but it's because it's for a legendary. So
right.
And they'll have a couple others over the next few days. The interesting one that they have up right now is a $15 offer for a chance of 3, 4, 5, or 6 Red Star Nick Fury pull.
Yeah, I saw that.
So if you get lucky and you pull that 6 Red Star, that's completely worth the $15. On the other hand, you're likely to get a 3-star, so you know, have fun with that.
Right.
It's just a straight up gambling offer.
Right. And actually, I should probably check. I don't know what my Nick Fury is at right now.
Yeah, mine's at 4, so I was like, it could be useful, but I'm not gonna drop money on an offer like
that. Mine's at 4 as well. Yeah.
Right.
So
the other interesting ones are there's a $10 offer for Juggernaut and Toad, and you have a chance of 50, 75, or 100 shard drops for $10. So either way you look at it, you like it's $10 for 50 shards on the minimum. That's not terrible at all. That's a third of what it would usually cost, and you have a chance of it being 100 shards.
Right.
So not bad there, but again, it's a gamble. You know, you pays your monies and you takes your chances.
Yeah. So the Toad. Yeah. So I have Toad for a Red Star draft.
Right. There's two. There's a character chart draft for $10 and a Red Star draft for $10.
Yeah, I don't see that I don't see the character draft in my offers.
Interesting.
And I just
Yours maxed out? Is yours 7-star?
Oh, my Toad? Oh, yeah. He might be.
Yeah, you know, I'm looking on my alt account, so it's showing me
what
all the offers.
Is this crap? I can get a Reaper for 40 shards. Yeah, that's the one I just mentioned. I know, but I still want to bitch about it. 40 shards for $15.
Where's the red on air light? Never mind.
Yeah. Sen, my Toad is 7.
Yeah, that's why you're not seeing that offer.
Yeah.
On the other hand, Ghost is out. So Ghost's offers are in today. And she's in the Red Stars now. So good luck to those that are pulling Red Stars for her.
I got four.
I won't be doing that until Saturday. You got a four? That's pretty good. I got a four. I'll be pulling for her on Saturday because I'm not streaming tomorrow morning. But, you know, catch up on that on Saturday. I don't know if I'm... But I'm going to pick up one pack for her. I don't know if I'm going to pick up both. My only worry is that it's a rumor that this team is going to be needed for the next legendary or one of the upcoming legendaries. So I want to make sure
Ant-Man and Wasp and...
Yeah, so...
And Ghost.
Yeah, the Pymtech team. So yeah. Ghost, Stature, Yellow Jacket, Ant-Man and Wasp. And the rumor is that they're going to be a requirement for a legendary unlock, either the next one or the one after. We don't know. And again, it's just a rumor, but it still would be nice to have them ready to go, have them at 5-star. And these are the cheaper, as expensive as it is, because it's a $50 offer.
Right.
These are still the cheaper option offers than later on when they're being offered for $30 for 50 shards.
Yeah.
Sure. Well, because they give you 55.
Yeah. So this is the $50 offers. As much as everybody always complains, because as soon as a character comes out with a $50 offer, Reddit and Facebook blow up with, oh my God, I can't believe you're charging so much. But these are the guaranteed unlocks. So you're getting a minimum of 102 shards. So you're guaranteed to unlock the character. You're likely to pull more than that. You're likely to do more than just a 3-star. But it is a guaranteed unlock on the character.
Well, it unlocks at 3, right?
Yes, it unlocks at 3.
So in likelihood, you're probably going to get 4.
More than likely, because it's 8 orbs and 55 shards.
Right.
So you're guaranteeing minimum of 102, 105, I don't know. It's minimum 6 shards per orb, so it's 48. Right. 48 and 55. So 103.
103, yeah.
So you're guaranteed a 103. But you're likely to get more than 103. But that's, you know, that's the luck of the pool. You might pull 180. You might get all six. You're not likely to get all sixes, but you might get all sixes. But we'll see how the character does. I know some people are going to max her out today and, you know, put her into DD3 and see how she does. And I'm looking forward to seeing how this team runs in Dark Dimension 3. They're supposed to be the key to the global nodes, and hopefully they are. Hopefully they get people moving faster through Dark Dimension 3 and ready for Dark Dimension 4, which will be out sometime soon.
I may start Dark Dimension 3 when 4 comes out.
Yeah.
I may give it a shot.
You have that many T14s?
No.
Okay.
Me either. It'll be easier for me to get them.
You don't need all of them at once. You can start as long as you have 5, you can go in, and then you only need 3 to do the first 4 nodes, and then like 3 or 4 to do the second set of nodes, and same for the other ones. The city nodes you can do with 2 characters. Like if you have Symbiote Spider-Man and Carnage at tier 14. You can go through the entire set of city nodes with just those 2 characters. It's going to be a little harder, but you can do it. I did the first 2 with just Symbiote Spider-Man. So there's options for it.
Yeah.
I've got Hulk, Phoenix, Vision, Spider-Man, Symbiote.
Okay.
That's
so you got 2 good characters.
Yeah, that's it.
I got Phoenix. I'm working on
it's a start.
Symbiote. Because I need those superior damage catalysts.
Like, yeah.
Sheesh. Yep. So, yeah, it's all right. It's all good.
Why is this not going back up a level? My game froze. I've been working on Hela for hella long. Yeah, it's
been forever.
Been forever. It feels like I've been working on Hela.
It's a good option character.
Yeah, I know she's on the list to go, but it is just a slog. I need one more piece, and she's good to go.
That's where I'm at with Symbiote Spider-Man.
It's, yeah, those pieces that are not farmable are basically just sitting there going, give us $15 and you'll be fine.
Yeah.
Come on, you know you want to give us $15 and you'll be fine.
Yeah. Yep.
There's that one.
Yeah, I got my Phoenix up to tier 14, which was my first tier 14. And she's 6 red stars.
Okay.
I haven't really done much ISO. She's like first level ISO.
You don't do any more than that.
Yeah, she's at 112K.
Yeah, don't do more than level 1 because Dark Phoenix doesn't benefit from them right now anyway.
Not yet, yeah.
So for now, there's no reason to do it. Yeah, I had a friend of mine who, a buddy of mine who's been playing, I think, since start, but he's basically playing as a collector game, not on the competitive side of it. And he's been, like, knocking his head against the wall doing Dark Dimension 2 for a while. And he messaged me with, I finally got into Dark Dimension. I'm finally on the last note of Dark Dimension 2. I'm like, congratulations. 2 minutes later, I get a message with, well, that didn't go well. Like, well, you know, that's kind of expected. That's what it's there for.
Yeah,
that's funny.
We all been there.
Yeah.
But here's the difference. So Dark Dimension 1 and 2, what I found personally to be happening is that Dark Dimension 1 is just Dark Dimension 1, right? You needed so many things, and you build it up, you work through. But it's like the second I started getting stuff really built up, it like snowball effect, and all of a sudden get more. Yep. And Dark Dimension 2, what was the requirement for Dimension 2? 5 red star or 5?
6 stars? No, tier 13 characters for Dark Dimension 2, 6 star characters for Dark Dimension 1.
Okay, so whatever it was, is you get your first, and it broke the seal. And then the second one took a little bit longer, but then my third came in, and then very quick and forth and fifth. Then as I start working through Dark Dimension, all of a sudden I have a second team within, you know, a couple of weeks or a month later, so I have 2 teams running it. Then, you know, built up to a third team. Same with Dark Dimension 2. I started hitting those requirements, and I got my first team, and I went in and just started chipping away at it. And then also you had a little bit of a second team, then it grew. Dark Dimension 3? Nuh-uh. I thought, okay, it might snowball. I got my Hulk. He was my first Tier Gear 14. And then I got my Dark Phoenix, which took a little while longer, but not too much longer. All right, snowball effect. Snowball's chance of hell, more like it, because I still don't have 5. And I don't even know how I have a Tier Gear 14 vision, honestly. I don't know what happened there. I was drunk or something. Be honest with you, I would never have done that intentionally.
I can't answer that for you.
Yeah, I can't.
I have no idea what you do with your account.
Even that, when I looked at it, I'm like, what? When did that? What?
Like, we have a friend who comes to the stream, and you know, he's a regular in the community, who's got a tier 14 Nebula. We at least know why he did it.
I still don't know
why you did that with Hulk. Well, never mind.
You know exactly why I did that with Hulk.
I'll stop that conversation right now.
That was the that was the longest I've ever worked on a bit ever. Was like, I am going to make sure Hulk is my first tier gear 14. It took like 6 months of grinding to get that done. But
please don't make him your first tier 15.
Oh, you know he will be.
No, please don't, because that gear, no.
You know what? Talk to me in a year when I'm kind of close to getting my first tier gear 15. Then
yeah,
we'll,
no kidding.
Yeah, because that's the thing. Before we hit the break, has either one of you hit another level as a commander at all?
No. I'm not too far away, but I'm still a couple of days, from like 1 or 2 days behind it.
So I am at... So I'm about 20... K away.
Okay.
Yeah, because
20.
It says, unless I'm reading it wrong. It says
no, no, yeah. Yeah, I'm actually
377 out of 396.
Whoa, our Sylvester just pulled 180 ore for Ghost.
Whoa, oh, crap. Dude. Congratulations. See, that's what I'm talking about. Somebody will do it. Congratulations, Raj. Yeah, I'm looking at mine. I'm still 13,500 XP away from the next level. So that's still a good 10 to 12 days.
19 grand away from the next level.
Yeah. So we're kind of, I mean, Sen's ahead of us, but we're kind of
I thought I was closer. I thought I was at like, 5,000 away or 3,000 away.
Tops says, "Oh, our Sylvester, I almost forgot. Go fuck yourself." There's some tension there.
A little bit.
All right. Let's we got questions for tonight, right?
Oh yeah.
All right. Well, let's hit the commercial break and we'll come back with recruitment, achievements, and questions from the Discord.
180.
Yeah. Good. I've only done that once. I think I did that for I don't even remember.
Mine was Loki.
Oh yeah.
During that time.
Well, but that's different. That's not the same thing. I think that's actually harder. I think that was actually harder.
I think
that
was
a lottery pull. That wasn't because that wasn't from his orbs because he didn't have orbs.
Right. Right.
What was that from?
I don't remember.
We're talking Loki again.
Yeah. Was it premium orbs that were dropping that or? I don't remember what the orb for it was. It was just a lottery pull for one.
But it wasn't like you buy Loki orbs.
No, because he didn't have orbs.
Right.
He was just in some orb that when you opened it, you had a chance of getting 180 Loki pull.
Was it a Comic-Con thing or something?
Premium orb.
Oh, it was premium. Okay.
Yeah. Siestron, didn't you pull one as well? I thought he pulled 180 on that as well.
Yeah.
All right, I'm not sure where we came back. Yeah. I'll figure it out in the post. But hey, as you can tell, we're back. But I like that little conversation coming on Loki, so I'm gonna leave it. So there's cool. But Kurt, you do one thing in like 4 years, and that's all we ever hear about. I'll get Loki at 181 day.
That was a cool thing they did. I honestly wouldn't mind if they'd done that. Characters.
Oh no! Absolutely.
Can you imagine if they said something like even this Christmas? Said something like, okay, for the week leading up to Christmas, you'll have a chance of pulling 180 Minerva out of a premium.
Yeah.
Well, is it just buying the orb that you get the chance at 180 now? Or can you still pull the 180 premium?
No, it's only from their own orbs because the premium orbs have, I think the most you can do is 50 on a premium orb.
Unless they change them for a special reason.
Yeah, so premium has the maximum of 50, and the mega orbs have a maximum of 100, so you could do it that way. But it would be pretty cool if they did, like, here's a brand new character, Ghost is out. For the next week, you have a chance, it's, 0.5% chance, but there's a chance of pulling 180 from a premium orb. That plus, awesome. You can go buy Ghost orbs right now as well. It would actually drive sales for premium orbs.
Yep.
Otherwise, they're kind of shitty orbs. They're not good.
They've turned into shitty orbs, right? Yeah. Like everybody, you hope for Minerva, and that's it.
Yeah, and that was Kurt. That was your thing for a while. You're like, yeah, but the premium orbs are still good, and they got good stuff in them. And they were.
Yeah, well, not like, anymore.
No, the new characters are getting moved into the orbs faster. So Scream and Anti-Venom are now in those orbs, and other characters are as well,
right? There was a time where I'm going, well, the basic orbs, at least I'm getting something I can use, but the premiums, I was not getting anything. Yeah. But you're right. Anti-Venom is in there. Beast is in there. Corvus is in there, even though he's far.
Cole is in there. I still need a 150 shards for him.
Cyclops is in there. Domino's in there.
Yeah, there's a lot of good characters in there. Yeah.
Electro is in there.
They've been moving new characters into orbs pretty quickly and taking slightly old, not super old characters, but slightly older characters out. And
there's actually a lot of good in there.
Yeah.
There's a lot of good in there. Yep. Sinister's in there. Yeah, Proxima.
Now here's the thing, though, with the buying the ones that you can get 180. To me, all I think is the worst case scenario is like I spend X amount of dollars. What is it? Roughly $20, $30 for one of those, right? Typically,
depends when you buy them.
So let's just say $20, but I could spend $20 and I possibly could pull 180, but I could possibly pull six.
Well, but you're looking at it the wrong way then. If let's say there's an offer right now. What's the first one that I come across? $35 for 50 shards of. Well, that no, but we're talking orbs.
We're talking about orbs. We're talking about orbs. Yeah.
Yeah. They don't usually do orbs for them other than original release and then the second one. So there's a $10 offer right now, one red star and two orbs for stature.
Okay, you're so not, for $10.
Right, but you're looking at it and going, for $10, I might pull a 180. No, you're spending $10 to get 12 orbs for 12 shards of stature.
That's my point.
But don't even look at it going, hey, I could get a 180. No, right. You're spending this money to get a red star orb and 12 shards. Anything else is bonus.
That's just honestly, that's straight up bullshit. And that's what I'm saying. They should raise that minimum. If they would raise, okay, you're guaranteed 40 shards, 50 shards, 40 shards pulled for $10 plus a red orb of whatever. Because you can still pull a one. I haven't ever seen that really. I haven't seen that come up in forever. But average is 2, 3, or 4. But you get one red pull, so it's a 2, 3, or 4, and you get a guaranteed minimum of 40 shards in this special orb. Okay, I'll consider it. Maybe I'll get 180, and that'd be gravy. But it's when I say, I'm not paying $10 for 12 shards.
And that's fine. Then you shouldn't be buying the orbs.
Right.
And I don't.
But
until Kurt goes, I got 180.
Right, but that's what drives it. That's what drives the sales, because Prometheus has two people that pulled six red stars for her today. So that makes people go, oh shit, I should open more orbs. I might get a six red star. And they go and buy more red star orbs. But you can't look at it that way. You look at it and go, I'm dropping $10 for 12 shards. That's not worth my money. And you don't spend that money. If you look at it and go, I might get a 180, then you're going to spend more money and more money and more money because you're going to chase it. And you don't want to chase that straight.
But Charles, and you also have to remember that this is the same company that doesn't guarantee you a shard when you farm a node.
Right.
I mean,
because the times two zero is still zero.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. But that's been a complaint from the very beginning, right? When you have a character node, you should be guaranteed for every attack like one shard, just one.
Yeah,
just guarantee it.
Yeah, I'm with you. What kind of achievements or recruitments do we have this week from our alliances?
I think at this point, most of the teams are actually full.
Great Lakes, you said, Kurt, right? Still looking?
Yeah, we still got openings. Okay. You know, but there is... I think I don't know if Alpha actually backfilled yet. So when I quit Alpha,
that was a thing.
So when I quit Alpha, they had somebody on the line, and I said, "All right, well then I'll quit and make room." I quit, joined Great Lakes, and a dude,
he ghosted everybody. Like he left the server ghosted.
Yeah. So I was like, okay.
And honestly. That's scumbag move right there, man. You talked with an alliance. They got you lined up. Everybody changes on Sunday. I've not seen any alliance in the last 2 years not change on the Sunday because that's when the raid season ends, or at least the rewards come out, even if it's not the season end, right?
Right.
And you talked with them. You were all lined up, ready to go. Okay, let's do this. I looked at the chat because, by the way, I keep getting tagged in Alpha for all kind of crap on purpose. People think it's hilarious. Like, what's going
on? It's funny.
It's okay. It is a little funny. I am, man. It's a little funny. But so, I saw your stuff, your chat there, Kurt, where you're like, all right, I'm out. And then Ibit goes into panic mode because not only is the dude not answering, all of a sudden he doesn't exist anymore.
Well, what's funny is like when I was trying to leave, there's no leave alliance in the game.
Right. Right.
You can switch alliance, but there's no way to just leave your alliance. And
I never thought of. Yeah.
It was weird because I'm just going, well, let me, I'll just leave. and because I wanted to make room for that dude. And I'm in the game going, can somebody kick me? Because I can't get out.
You can if you get an invite to another alliance.
Well, that's what ended up happening.
That will automatically switch you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I basically, because nobody was around to kick me, I finally got in touch with Zukashi. I do that all the time.
Two different people.
I know. Zukashi and he finally got me an invite, and I said, okay, good. I can at least switch at this point. And then I leave for a while, and I come back and I start reading Discord again. It's like, yep, dude ghosted us. We're short one guy. It's like, oh, come on.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, I slept really well that night and didn't have to worry about anything. It was great.
That's fair. Yeah. Murphy 3 says Pericles has an opening and Hulk's the best. I thank you, Murphy. That's great for the Hulk love. It's really cool. But Pericles definitely has an opening. So bring your Hulk team in and they're looking. Sounds like Behemoth is doing fine and everybody else is doing just fine.
Yeah, we're doing all right.
Great Lakes definitely has openings, but again, it's not going to be one of those alliances that if you want to, you know, go hard, that's just not where we're at. We got a lot of low level character or players and it's good. It's just nice and easy. So
it's, that sounds actually too derogatory. I'm not trying to be derogatory. I'm actually trying to come with the positive. I think it's like it's rock and roll camp, right? Where you go hang out with, you know, people who played music 30 years ago, or baseball fantasy camp, where you go play with somebody who was a huge star 30 years ago, right? Whereas it's you're playing, and they're still better than you, no matter how long ago they retired, but you feel invigorated and that kind of thing.
Well, and the new guys are working hard to build their teams and build their characters. Yeah. It's really kind of refreshing to see. But for those of us who are 75 and just waiting, just playing, it's an easier go for us, and we can still help the guys coming up. And right. So that's cool.
Here's a point of contention. Then we got to get the questions in. Rod says the top players in my alliance are saying they're going to stop playing when the battle pass comes out. Interesting. Why? Yeah, that's my question. Why? What's their reasoning? I wonder. And we'll let him type it out as we go on to. And I'm gonna task Baloney Ninja with an assignment. Because Baloney Ninja is always in there on Thursday. It's like, hey, the show's coming out tonight. Get your questions in. Also remind people to say, tell us what you're celebrating. What awesome thing you happened this week. And Prometheus, Murphy says, Prometheus moved up to difficulty 5 in U7. So,
congratulations.
I'm sorry was what the mind said that came to me. But, you know, yeah, congrats. kick ass, Terry Crews, you rock. Rod says they can't keep up with the people that will buy it. Is their excuse? Then why don't they buy it?
Okay. All right. I'm seeing so many complaints about this thing that hasn't even come out, that we have no information about. We don't know what kind of battle pass is going to be. We don't know how much it's going to be. We don't know what's going to be in it. And yet people are like, oh, as soon as it comes out, I'm quitting. There was so many people that were.
I was just going to ask you what's the deal? What's going to be in it?
Right. So, but we don't know. We have no idea of anything about it. All they said so far was we're going to have a battle pass. And as soon as they said it, and this was the same thing when Red Stars were coming out. This was the same thing when we're like ISOs was coming out. Every time there's something being added to the game, you get a bunch of people going, "Oh, I'm going to quit the game when this comes out." We don't know jack shit about the system. Quit bitching about it. See what it is. And if it's something you don't like, then go ahead and quit the game. But if you're going to just complain about it from before it even comes out, then go ahead and quit. I don't want you here.
What if Battle Pass ends up being the Blitz Simulator and they just renamed it?
I wouldn't be surprised if it was locked behind the Blitz Simulator.
I mean,
sorry, if the other way around. I wouldn't be surprised if it was locked behind the season pass.
Yeah. Now, yeah. Top says with Fox Next track record, why would you have confidence in it? But that's the thing. Now, skepticism's been earned, but it's not Fox Next anymore.
Right.
And
it's Scopely.
Scopely's actually shown that with the $5 deals and the $2 deals, they're doing a little better. But here's my real talk on the pass. If you're a top player, that means you've been playing probably, on average, you've been playing since launch, right? Typically, that's what most of the top players have been. Now, some are a little more aggressive. They've been playing a little bit less, but you've been playing for over a year, or you put money into it. Either way, why wouldn't you give them $10 a month out of your pocket? You've played this long. You're a goddamn top player. What's wrong with cutting off $10 a month to keep up, Cody Fingers, and give the developers some rewards back? I don't understand.
There's a lot of people that play this game and spend absolutely zero, and that's fine.
I'm going to tell you, free to play is not a goddamn badge of honor. It's a fun way to be, but it's not a badge of honor. You're not like, look at me, I'm free to play. All right, hipster, get the fuck out. I spent this game before. It's popular.
If you can't afford to spend on this game, then you don't spend on the game. That's perfectly fine.
That is perfectly fine.
And Twin Blades in chat pointed out Red Stars was worth complaining about, though. And that's true. Once we knew what the hell it was, yeah. People complaining about it 3 months before it released had absolutely no basis of talking about anything. You don't know what's coming. You don't know what's in it. You don't know how much it's going to cost. You don't know the rewards. You don't know anything about it. We don't even know if it's going to be... Marvel Duel has two levels, the basic one, which everybody gets access to, and then the paid one. We don't know if it's going to be two level. Disney Sources Arena has three levels now, the basic one, the gold, and the premium. We don't know if it's going to be three levels. So what are you complaining about? Fucking check what it's going to be first and then complain about it.
You know what? I'm with you, Sin. I want to see what it looks like, but my mentality is already to the positive of like, I've played this game for so long and I like this game so much. If it's under $20 a month, I personally can justify $15, $10 a month, maybe 20, because it's going to help me out because, you know, as I know, I fail my alliances way too often. But it's a positive to me. I personally do like battle passes because it feeds that need of seeing the cha-ching come in. It's like, oh, I got so many new cool things, you know, even if it's just nothingness. But anyway, we ran on about this. But yeah. Let's wait. At least wait.
For me, it's just such a point of annoyance.
Yeah.
Because as soon as any game goes, we're going to introduce this, you get like a shitload of people just going, okay, I'm quitting this game. Okay, then you shouldn't be playing this game. If that's going to cause you to start saying you're going to quit this game, then bye. I don't need to hear from you anymore.
So, all right, Kurt, what do we got?
All right, so we've got a few questions. Murphy3 says, follow-up question, which is really weird because this is the first question on the list. But he says, since Hulk isn't meta, what character would he be comparable to? Cyclops?
I can't answer that.
I can't.
Well, and he puts crying while laughing emoji, and then sorry, wanted to make Charles feel better about his investment in Hulk.
You broke the show. We got silenced. We could not answer the question.
Yeah, and he said, seriously though, Ravager Bruiser maybe.
Oh, fuck off. Oh, God damn it.
And we've said this before. As much as I like giving Charles shit for the Hulk, you can make a solid team out of him. It also depends on the Red Stars.
And Murphy's Ravager. What?
I was just going to say Ravager Bruiser was my kid's first 7th Red Star.
Oh no. That hurt.
And honestly, with any seven well, red star, yeah, he's gonna be... particularly if that was the first one, you have to use them. Yeah. Like you have to.
And it probably made him better. It probably made him better.
No, he ended up quitting.
Yeah. Oh, okay, yeah.
So
Murphy says you're reading them in the wrong order, but that's probably Baloney Ninja's fault because he pinned them. I don't know. Or Kurt's just I'm reading, old.
Look, I actually checked. And they are in chronological order.
That is a fair point that Hulk's not really meta, and I don't.
Well, he never was.
No, he's never been meta. Right.
He's definitely better, you know, with the team now.
The way of one Avengers, but yeah.
Yeah, you can actually improve on it by doing something like, well, like for war defense, you can actually improve on it, you know, put Coulson in there or Captain Marvel goes with it pretty decently.
Okay, Captain Marvel goes with everybody. Captain Marvel will make Ravager Bruiser better.
Well, no, because it's specifically that team because Captain America has the military tag, so she benefits from that. Black Panther works fine on that team as well, but that's more for offense. But yeah, they're not bad. They're fine. It's just they're not super needed. I mean, at this point, I'm working on a team of stuff, and then once they're done, I'm probably going to start working on Wave 1 Avengers just to be able to push them up and put them on war defense and free somebody up.
And let me just tell you, I do not feel bad about my investment at all in Hulk. I love my Wave 1 Avengers. They're all ISO level 4. And I love playing with them every chance I get.
So even though Murphy says that I'm reading the questions in the wrong order, here's the problem. Baloney put them in the wrong order sometimes.
That's what you get when you love some douchebag like Scott.
Right. So literally, I looked at there's Murphy 3 has a question at 9 o'clock, and then it goes to a question from Crash Daddy at 7:19. Then it goes to a question from Legend at 7:44, which is later, and then behind, and then 7:41. Yeah, they're all over the place. Baloney, you put them in the wrong chronological order. All right, so I'll start at the bottom.
His name is Baloney. What do you want?
No, he's awesome.
He's awesome. I just give him grief. He's good.
So basically, Murphy 3 posts a screenshot that Alliance achievement, they got 7-4 done, which is what you guys were talking about.
Yeah,
a little bit
put it in chat. Yeah, but congrats again. I mean, that's solid. Yeah.
Oh, that's too bad though, because Murphy was only ranked 10. So yeah, all right. So that's all right. So no, he's fine. He's fine. Murphy does. It's okay. Don't worry about it. You're a good player. You just keep doing you, man. It's gonna be good. So,
Kurt, you know what I want to do? I think Sid could help me with this. I want to put one of those bots in our Discord that rewards you for chatting. Right? You chat and you achieve levels, and I want to make the top level that you achieve Hulk level. So no matter what, either you just stop talking in the chat. Right. Or you become Hulk level.
Right. Yes. Yeah. Way to stop Discord. Yeah.
Right. Discord. Yeah. I shouldn't have said it out loud. I should have just let it be a secret.
Right.
Damn it.
Okay. Vlambo posts, there's a discussion in War Tactics that had me wondering.
All right.
What would Wave 1 Avengers be a good counter for if Hulk wasn't pure trash?
Oh, my God. But I'll take this one. I haven't seen that they're a good counter to anything, but mine is legit so strong. It's over 400K that I use them as my smash team. Even if it's like Red Skull, as long as Red Skull is like the team's 250 or below, I could smash them hard enough. They'll go out, but I don't know, Sin. I haven't seen a team that they're the counter for.
Because they're not. Most of the time, if you have a team if you have them as a team, you're running them on defense. But you know, you can take them in and you can clear out defenders. People still have defenders on defense.
Yep.
You can clear them out.
I come across Wakandans on defense sometimes too.
Yeah, Wakanda is actually decent on defense because a lot of people don't know what the hell to use to counter them. So they'll just pop them in because they're not going to use them for offense. So they just put them in as a defense team. But again, that's strong of a team, like you said. 450K team, 250K Red Skull team. It's still an annoying pain in the ass.
Yeah.
Yes.
So might as well do that. If you know they're going to clear it, use them. Yeah. That leaves you Zemo and, X-Force teams for something else or for another Red Skull team down the line.
But even legit, though, even the whole non-meta thing is honestly, I think, what hurts Hulk in general and that team. Because I took him into Arena, right? And there's a lot of teams I could smash in Arena, but you come up against any basic meta of Phoenix, and then you add any, I mean, Phoenix is the meta, and a lot of times there's Magneto, and I can work with that. But if you add any other meta in there, you have Captain Marvel, if you add Minerva, you add Invisible Woman, I can't touch them because it's too much. It's three metas,
yeah,
I'm done. And that does suck about that team a little bit. It's like they need to be some kind of more, they need to be something more. And that's, in my opinion, most of these games, I go back to Strike Force, Avengers Alliance, the Avengers are the weakest things in the game, and it's called Avengers. Okay. Come on,
but dude, I mean, we've talked about this before, right? Hulk should be stupid powered,
yeah,
and Wolverine should be stupid powered. You know, we like Black Bolt. Granted, he is in the game, pretty ridiculous, but should be so overpowered. From his abilities.
And the way you get him, he should be like the ultimate legendary.
Right. Yeah. And okay. Yeah. Okay. So without getting into it. So we got another question from a real McGazzo.
My boy.
Who says, got to thinking about power creep. And I really like this question actually. And how strong old teams need to beat new ones. And wondering what you guys think about some matchups. Like, how strong would a hand team need to beat a 200 Black Order team?
They can't. Oh,
yeah.
No. But that kind of power differential is a really interesting thought experiment, right? Because
yeah,
like, could a team with synergy overpower an overpowered team, basically, based on, you know, what would that power differential need to be?
It had to be huge. It had to.
And so,
yeah.
So, what was the Black Order team at 200?
200. And one of the other ones he brought up was, how strong would a Shield team need to beat a 300K Emma team? And, you know, we've seen this kind of thing before with, like, those Red Skull Hydra teams.
Yeah.
Like, if unless you can keep up with the regens, that team doesn't need to be very powerful to kill you. Because it'll outlast you, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And
I'm sorry. Dom Stops is on point tonight. He's like, here's my question. Who the fuck do we need to take this game away from for focusing that much on hand over Black Order?
Oh, stop it. So here's the thing. You know what I believe? I think that the hand is one legendary character away from being really good.
They're likely to get a rework.
And that legendary character is likely to be like Stick.
Oh, that'd be good.
Okay, I don't see that. Like, I don't see Stick specifically.
Well, he's the only one that makes any sense.
Why? Madam, whatever her name was.
Exactly.
I don't remember the name.
Exactly, but you know Stick, and that's why he makes sense.
No, because Madam Mask really wasn't part of that.
No, not Madam Mask. Madam Mask would be Hydra, I think.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Madam Zhao was the character on Defenders. Yeah. That was the little Asian lady.
Madam Gao, since yesterday.
Madam Gao, not Zhao. Madam Gao, she would make more sense than Stick. Stick would make sense to go to Defenders.
See, I'm going comic book versus TV show.
But they don't go comic book.
I know, but it doesn't matter. This is my fantasy.
All right, that's fair.
But so back to the...
I can see the floor.
Back to that. The hand as it stands, man, it'd have to be a 500K team to even come close to touching that 200K Black Order team.
Yeah.
And so his last example is, and probably the crazy one, would be, how strong would Hulk need to beat a 70K Cyclops? I'm thinking a million plus if it's even possible.
One-on-one. We've already proved it. Sid and I proved it.
We already did this.
One-on-one, Hulk smashes Scott like that. But wave one Avengers versus basically X-Men.
We did basically Scott versus Hulk. Versus Hulk with like level ones with them. So all the little guys died right away, and it was just Scott versus Hulk.
Yeah,
and Hulk beat him.
Yep. No, and no surprise, really. I mean, you overpower them. Yeah. All right. Murphy 3 says, will Pym Tech be a meta team outside of Dark Dimension? If not, what team would they be comparable to?
Wait, sorry. Read that one more time.
Will Pym Tech be a meta team outside of Dark Dimension? And if not, what team would they be comparable to?
I don't think they're going to be... They don't look like they're going to be that great outside of it. That's one of the problems that people are seeing with it. But again, we still don't know. They're too new. We don't have the whole team. And only a few people will have them fully powered up right away to be able to look at it and say, yes, they're good or not. They definitely have really interesting kits. But for the most part, they look like they're specifically designed for Dark Dimension. Which is fine if that's, you know, you want to make that a priority. But also, there's the rumor that they might be needed for a Legendary. So, you know, take your chances with that. What they would be comparable to? Probably S.H.I.E.L.D. Like, would be my early guess on it. But again, I don't have all the info on them. I have Stature, but Stature's right now for me is like 3 stars, 3 red stars, level 48 or something. So she's got a little bit of power, but really nothing interesting. Ant-Man and Wasp got their little bit of rework, so they're a little better than they were. But again, it's going to be hard to tell until the whole team's there and you're able to put some power into them to test.
Before I hit this button... Black Bolt, solid for Tier Gear 13?
Absolutely.
Cool.
I just no somehow, question.
And just open him up.
You want to bring him up to 14 because you want him for the raids.
I thought maybe, but I knew there's a chart I could look, but I was like, I was looking at him for something else, and then saw equip all. Like, oh, before I knee-jerk and push that button, which I figured he would be worthy. Plus, he's 5 red stars on me.
Yeah.
Solid. All right, carry on. Sorry.
So cool. Legend 87 says, will they give us a 5th Marauder to replace Emma? And if so, who? I love this question because there's a lot of options. And they're all based on new characters, right? Any new characters that would come through. I don't know. I mean, from the original roster, Malice seems like she'd be the best choice. But there's a lot. There's a lot in there.
I don't know the comics on them.
Yeah, so basically in the original roster, there was Sinister, Arclight, which is she released shockwaves and caused disorientation. She can shatter objects and whatnot. There's Blockbuster, who just stupid strong. Harpoon, charge objects, kind of like Gambit. Malice, who basically is a psychic type. And yeah, she'd be all right. Prism, crystalline body. They can make a good character, a good looking character. Riptide, Sabretooth, Scalp Hunter, Scrambler, and Vertigo. That's the first roster. Not a lot of them are really well known. The second roster I find really interesting because it is Gambit, who, you know, there's been rumors of Gambit coming to the game, making part of the Marauders. That would make sense to me.
Well, they also just gave, since they gave him the uncanny X-Men tag.
Yep.
X-23 now has the X-Men tag.
Yeah. Right. And so there's Gambit, there's Lady Mastermind, which is the original Mastermind's daughter. She creates illusions. Mystique, Sunfire. Sunfire would be an interesting choice as well. Fairly well known, would add diversity to the game, which a lot of people care about. and would be an interesting choice to add to Marauders. Omega Sentinel and Exodus. And then it gets the when you start getting into deeper rosters, it gets weird, and you end up with guys like Swarm. So, I mean, technically, Quicksilver was a member of the Marauders for a while, so you could go that direction.
How would they bring him in? Like, honestly,
no, that's the thing.
It's so weird to have that kind of character because he. They would have to do like, you know, like Avengers Alliance. He's super fast, but does so little, very little damage.
Well, I mean, you got Yo-Yo as super fast, right?
Yeah.
So you'd have to go that direction, and probably tweak the whole speed thing in general, right? So, yeah. I mean, I don't know if I'm looking through these rosters. Sunfire seems like an option, a good option. Gambit seems like a really good option as well.
What was the actual question though? Who would replace? So the question was, do you think they'll give us a Fib? Yeah, I don't think that's ever going to happen. I think she works way too much with that team.
But you don't want to have like Marauders without a fifth person with the tag.
We have a bunch of teams like that, though.
Yeah, none ain't good ones.
Yeah.
That's
true.
Yeah, I mean, I think you do want a fifth Marauder. I think we're just not there yet.
Yeah.
But it would seem to me that Malice and, I mean, they could go Sabretooth, right?
Yeah, if they give him tech for it.
Yeah. So Malice, Sabretooth, and Gambit. Maybe Sunfire would be option, like the obvious choices to make.
And Arkham says, and Emma is homeless?
Emma is never homeless. Emma right. can basically go on any team.
Well, and really, I mean, she's always going to be a mutant, right? So the mutants will get their day. Okay, Crash Daddy says, my apologies, but I'm pretty new to Alliance and the game... Oh, to Alliance and the game. Where do I go to hear or see the podcast?
Good question.
Did anybody answer him in chat?
I don't know. Baloney Ninja just pinned this message. So anchor.fm/
FTHBeyond.
I was waiting for it. I was like, come on. You guys know the branding.
I didn't set up the anchor, so I have no idea if it actually is FTA.
Yeah, everything is. and so all the podcast catchers out there, it'll be FTA Beyond. And then, of course, twitch.tv/FTA Beyond is where you can watch the recording.
Right. And that's it. That's through all the questions.
All right.
So thank you guys for sending in the questions. Send more for next week. Yeah.
I'm apparently upsetting people by ISOing up my entire black bowl team and human team, but you know.
Nah, if you want to upset them, just ISO all your AIM characters.
Well, that's the thing. If I was using AIM for anything, I would.
If you really want to upset them, just make everybody a fortifier. Just put fortifier on every single character. That will get somebody's blood boiling.
There you go.
Yeah.
Probably mine, actually. Don't do that. I don't need high blood pressure from you doing that.
But no, I but see, to me, I don't know. It's a little bit of OCD of if I'm going to do a team, I really have. I get the whole Dark Phoenix thing because the Dark Phoenix actually doesn't use it, so it's not worth boosting up Phoenix right that much.
Well, no, but, you want to put a level one on it. You put something like Skirmisher.
Right, but
that way she actually marks somebody with the hell is the name of it? Whatever. She marks somebody.
Vulnerability.
Vulnerable. Yes, vulnerability.
Yeah.
So she puts vulnerable on somebody. But more than level one is not useful because Dark Phoenix doesn't take advantage of it.
Exactly. And Dark Phoenix is really what you're trying to get to, and that's really why you play that character. I get that. That's that I'm done with. But otherwise, if I'm going to do a team, to me, it's a team synergy. I kind of need to do the team, and I also want to do them at the same level, you know, as best I can. So, yeah, it's the whole this whole thing
really
of,
needed. Also, you're not gonna bring them to level five. The cost from going to four to five is really high.
Oh, so high, so high.
It's I've not looked at that
for my symbiotes.
It.
Oh my god!
Yeah, it's 81 ISOs each, and then it's 25,000 ions per level. So it's basically 125,000 ions just to get the ISOs to level five, and then it's another 50,000 ions to go from level four to level five of that class. And if you do multiple classes, it's another 50,000 on top of that. So I maxed out my Black Order because I was doing something very specific, but with my symbiotes, I got them to four, and they're gonna be at four. Yeah. I don't think I'm gonna push them to five until we get the next level of ISOs, because that's coming. So we have the level ones right now. You know, the level twos and the level threes are coming. They'll probably be just worth more. They're not likely to give you other stuff. They're probably just gonna be worth, you know, five instead of one or something like that.
Yeah, it's a thing.
I've got my symbiotes up to four, and
that's a good spot for them. Yeah. Four is not that difficult to get to. It's not super expensive either. It's a bit of a grind, but you're grinding to 27 instead of 81. But
it's manageable.
It's a manageable grind.
It's not that big a deal. I really wanted to get them to five, and just the sheer amount that you have to deal with.
Yeah, it's like, a lot.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
Black Order, it took me a little while to get there, but I think I might make a video of it. I still don't know if I'm going to or not. I was considering making a video of taking basically as much as I could maxed out Black Order into the cosmic nodes of DD3 and making a video for that, but then the level cap went up.
Yeah.
So yeah. I might just do that with a notice at the bottom of, you know, this is for level 75 maxed out, and I haven't leveled anybody past it yet. Well, because I can't.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
All right, Kurt, where can they find you on the web?
I can be found everywhere, but I'm on Twitter at VO by Kurt. I'm on Twitch at Kurtstable. On Mondays and Thursdays, I am here usually on FTH Beyond. I wasn't here Monday night, but I'm usually here on Thursdays. I'm also over on Nook's Tavern, the Animal Crossing New Horizons podcast with Phil Keating, and my own solo podcast, Storytime with Kurt, which you can find everywhere you can find podcasts.
Sin Raven.
You can find me every morning, except not tomorrow, at FTH Beyond. God damn it, I did it again. At twitch.com, twitch.tv/Sin Raven. 8:30 a.m. Pacific time, and a little later bit on the weekends, and sporadically at other times. Like I said earlier, I did a 4.5, almost 5 hour stream the other day for Valhalla, and then I did another hour on top of that with MSF because I missed Arena, I missed War, I missed Blitz, I missed Raids. Everything got missed while I was playing Valhalla.
That's funny. As like a junkie, you always got to go back and get those things done.
Yep.
Well, you can find me at charlesmcfall.com. And on Wednesday nights, come out and check out Almost Daily Discourse on twitch.tv/almostdailypod. I would love to see you there. Kurt comes out and throws some good information at us and trolls us the rest of the time. So it's a lot of fun. And you actually made a great appearance while I was out a couple weeks ago. So that's also fun.
Thank you.
I'm on Pokemon Go podcast and doing all kind of other cool stuff. I just, the con mods just ran Conjuration Virtual Con this past weekend. Tony and I did that, and it was a lot of fun. So yeah, lots of cool stuff out there. You know what? If you can't be bothered to level up your Hulk, just quit the game because you're a worthless human being.
The views of Charles do not represent the views of other co-hosts.
Exactly.